This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Chicago, bond has been set at $100,000 for a man who is accused of selling properties right out from under the churches and nonprofits that owned them. Philip Radmer, a disbarred lawyer from suburban Berwyn, is accused of pocketing $655,000 on the sales he'd made. Robert Becker of the Chicago Tribune helped break the story, which led to Philip Radmer's arrest. He says the owners, churches, a homeless shelter, and a school, lost more than 20 parcels of land, and they didn't even know it.
What Mr. Radmer would do is he would find very small, often very poor churches on the city's south and west sides. And these churches had formed nonprofit corporations. But because these are small churches without, you know, big staffs and that sort of thing, they would let their paperwork, which sort of established them as a legal entity, lapse. Then Mr. Radmer would form a new corporation under the exact same name, in which he would be the registered agent, and he would then list a bunch of phony names as the officers of these corporations.
What was it about properties owned by churches that made them any more liable to this sort of alleged fraudulent activity than somebody's house in Chicago?
Well, if you own a house in Chicago, you get a property tax bill twice a year. But if your property is tax exempt, you wouldn't get a bill. So the churches would have no way of knowing sort of that biannual reminder that, oh, you do in fact own these properties. The first time they would really realize that something was amiss would be when the developers showed up with bulldozer and construction crew in tow.
Now, that it didn't actually get to that point, I gather, if somebody...
It did not. One of the developers had taken out building permits on one of the properties, but nothing has been built. The way this unraveled is one of the churches, rather than having its parcels tax exempt, was actually paying property taxes on it, on the parcels. And when they didn't get a bill, they went to the treasurer's office and said, "Where's our tax bill?" The treasurer's office said, "Well, what do you want a tax bill for? You sold the property."
So a message here to all nonprofits all over the country, check to make sure that your local recorder of deeds or a tax assessor knows that you still own the property.
Precisely.
Just to ask you, though, when we buy property, at least in most states, I believe, you have to, in fact, pay for a title search and insurance of the title. You're saying that due diligence was done by the buyers in all these cases? They really did the record search and they couldn't come up with the fraudulent transfer of the property to Mr. Radmer?
Well, a title search is it involves, you know, going to the courthouse and looking at the records, and which is what we did. And if you didn't know the resolution that says, you know, the board of directors of First Presbyterian Church authorized the sale of this parcel on this date, if you don't know that the names on that are made up, then it looks rather legitimate to you. So that's presumably what happened in all of the, in these cases in which the parcels were sold. Now, a number of the parcels still are held by companies controlled by Mr. Radmer, and one presumes that clearing that up would be a lot simpler.
Did you try to talk to Mr. Radmer to ask him about these transactions?
We did on a number of occasions. We laid it out for him and tried to talk to him about it, and he declined.
Thank you very much for talking with us, Mr. Becker.
My pleasure.
That's reporter Robert Becker of the Chicago Tribune.